Item six.
Yeah, thank you,
Scott Barnes.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. A leaders update has been circulated to all members, but not published. Prior to today, because we are in the pre-election period, and what issues are not relevant to that, some may be. I think the only thing I wanted, there's two or three items I wanted members to be aware of and pleased about. First of all, the council has made a clear decision not to change the gritting for the forthcoming winter. And although we haven't had the very cold spells that having on the other side of the water, I think that's important, and that's a positive decision. I want Councillor Love to be able to rest and know that in October the floating bridge had 91.5% of its intended route, which was good, which made it, I call that reliable, 91.5%, more reliable than certain other ferry companies on the island. So we're pleased about that, and we have set up arrangements to reduce the price a little bit to encourage people as an option when the St Mary's Part 2 begins post Christmas. A couple of other things. I did tell the council earlier, I'm now on the Local Government Association Safer and Stronger Communities Board, and I had the opportunity to meet the Domestic Abuse Commissioner for the country nationally. I'm certainly going to make sure that the island's interests in that area look forward, and I'm grateful for that. And yesterday I chaired the National Police and Crime Panel morning conference. Again, dealing with some quite key issues, particularly around the big review that's going to take place of policing across the country. Members may recall, some of the more understanding members, the Sheehy report and the idea of merging police forces, etc., etc. This is a big new piece of work that will be taking place, and where the government is in at the end of this month, and will be reporting in due course. So I think members may be interested to hear about the progress of that, which I should make sure happens. Other than that, Chair, I'm quite happy to take any questions on what you should have mentioned. I have seen the Island Deal letter that's gone to the government, and I think all members have had a copy as well. And whatever else I'd say, I think that report is pretty comprehensive. I'll be interested to see whether the outcome meets the desire.
Thank you, Leader. Questions of the leader on items from his report only. Who would like to ask the first question? No questions? No questions from leaders.